Hello, Mzanzi. Welcome to Farmers Inside Track. My name is Duncan Masua, and welcome to this special episode in our Meet the Farmer Mentor series. Now, in this episode, we sit down with Rennie Brink, a commercial grain, wine, and livestock farmer from the Western Cape, who runs Groot vir Santekal with his father and brother. Known for its diverse operations, Groot vir Santekal combines grain farming, livestock, and game farming with a growing agritourism strategy. Rennie shares his journey of managing such a wide-ranging farm, offering insight into balancing operations, financial management, and diversifying income streams. He also discusses the importance of agritourism in building community engagement and brand awareness, while also offering advice for new era farmers looking to secure financing and mitigating financial risks. Rennie, lovely chatting with you. We met each other a few days ago at the Agricultural Writers SA Farmer of the Year tour. It was definitely lovely hearing from you and understanding how Groot vir Santekal operates. Welcome to Farmers Inside Track.
Hi Duncan, just a pleasure to be here with you, and hopefully I can share some of our stories, how we got here today and out of our experience.
Definitely, I'm sure that getting to where you are today has not been an easy journey at all. And I know a lot of the work that your father did many years ago, you guys have now also sort of taken to a whole new level, yourself and your brother. But for those who might not know, Groot vir Santekal is known for its diverse operations from livestock and even grain farming as well. Briefly take us through your farming portfolio so that we can get a sense of what it is that you guys are busy with there. Also maybe touch on what factors do you consider when deciding which additional ventures to introduce into your farming portfolio.
The Brinks took over in the late 1800s on the farm Groot vir Santekal. My father, he took over from his grandfather and his father early 90s. At that time, we were only a usual Western Cape diverse farming, bit of grapes, bit of grain, bit of livestock, but not big in any one of those. And so my father, he said, you must be big in something to grow and to get economics of scale. So then he started to expand and get new ventures going and actually laid the foundation where we are today. So we are a typical Western Cape farm still today, but with the biggest operation is the grain side, but with a big vineyard side as well, also with our own cellar on the farm, livestock, sheep and cattle. And also complementing the sheep and cattle, we've got a pelleting feed factory. Our main consideration, if we want to expand into new operations, we looked at what can add value to our current operation. So if you look at the operations that we currently have on the vineyard side, we usually was a farm that just sold grapes to other cooperatives or other sellers, but we couldn't expand with the prices we were getting. So then we started to making our own wine, first on other farms, bottling our own wine to go out there and to show people what our grapes can do. This is the product you can expect from this grapes, so you can start getting more for your product. And then it grew actually to where we built a cellar 2 years ago, fully operational. It's all to adding value. And on the others, on the livestock, the sheep and cattle side, we were seeing what we were paying for feed. And with the grain side that we have, we can produce 90% of the stuff, of the raw material that we use in pellets, we can produce ourselves. And we said, listen, yeah, let's explore this. And we're not looking back. It's a great adding value. And we're in the situation now where we also can pelletize for other farmers and growing that. And through that, we made a new market for ourselves. So yes, it's all about adding value to what we have. That's a big consideration when we're taking on something new.
Very impressive, Rennie, I must say. And if I hear you correctly, it's not about what I'd like to do as a farmer, but it's more about asking what can I add to the operation that actually brings value, you know, finding that right fit as opposed to a new hobby.
No, definitely. I think 5 years ago, we were exploring the option of maybe doing citrus, but then we saw, listen here, this is not something that we are currently doing. Let's take something that we are doing and we're doing good and expand that. That's why we went on there and built a cellar and expanded in one of our own divisions. and adding value to what we currently have. So you have to explore and see what there is outside. But I think keep to what you're doing good and expanding that to see where you can add value, what you are currently doing.
That sort of answers my next question, you know, about how do you guys ensure that all the different farming activities complement each other rather than compete for resources and attention? You slightly answered the question, but is there anything that you'd like to add to that?
With current operations that we have and adding value to it, we also look at if there's opportunities outside of our current operation. As I said, you must explore it, see what there is in the market, go do your homework properly. And sometimes you'll see it can actually add some value to your current product by doing a bit of homework and then actually seeing what the financial side and profitability side of around it is. It doesn't always help to add value to something, but you're doing a lot of effort for little reward. So there's a lot of homework going in behind before you actually say, yes, let's go and do this or don't do it. Obviously, that's where we are three. It's my father and my brother and me. We already got a lot of things going. So it must be something that if you do it, it must almost run on its own and not take a lot of effort. So it's a lot of thinking behind doing something new just to start it.
I know that you've got a background in accounting. I'm sure that that fits the farming operation quite beautifully. How do you approach financial planning and management on the farm, especially with a wide range of operations? I can't imagine that it's easy, but how do you approach that?
So my father said he teach me that there is about farming. He can't teach me the financial side of a lot of things. He can teach me the basics, but you do the in-depth stuff, go and study it. I actually was okay at school at accounting, so I said, let's go in that direction. And it was actually something I love, and still today, I love making calculations and stuff. That's where you see if you're growing or not growing. You can do it to the T. But getting back to the question, so my father set up a back office. They can tell me in time, what is my operations expenses for the year? What have I received? What is my cash flow for the year looking? Obviously, they need a lot of information from us. So, but weekly, we can give our back office all of the information they need. They read it into our system and then we are up to date every day. So if my father comes in and asks me how's things going on that department, I said, listen here, let's check. I said, this is what we've got in, this is where we are. So it makes decision making so much easier if you've got a exact standpoint where you are in time. And that is all around the systems that me and my father put in place on the financial background side. And without that, you're going to make a decision in the dark and it's going to cost you money.
Most definitely. Now, for new farmers or those looking to scale their operations, because those are the listeners that are currently tuned in, what advice would you give when it comes to securing financing as well as managing financial risks?
When I came to the farm, I was very excited and wanted to do new things and run with it. And what my father just told me, when he started farming, interest rates were between 20 and 25%. And he said to me, go and make your calculations with that interest rate in mind. If it then works, then you do it. You're building yourself a big risk factor in it when you do calculations like that. And you must make sure that if it's something that you want or something that you need before doing the exercise. A lot of times when you actually go and think about something, it's more something you want than you need on the farming side. And to explore other options, example, for not financing maybe a new tractor, for renting one for a month or two, it's going to cost you money, but it's going to cost you less if you see you actually don't need it and you can get around without one or a truck or something like that. So explore alternatives and make your calculations right. That's the biggest thing you need when making the decisions. And the other thing is you need to take some risks to grow that you can't get around, but then you must know the risks. You must know what you're putting at risk for taking the decision. If you know the risks, then you can decide, okay, it's worth it, or let's wait a bit. Yeah, a lot of times you make the right decision because you know the risks. So that's how I approach it.
Fantastic. So two things that we've learned now is that it's important to have a system in place that helps you make better decisions when it comes to the financial side, but also when going implementing new systems or wanting to explore new ventures, that you actually make sure that it's something that you need and make decisions based on that. Of course, Groot Visantekraal also has a agritourism component to it, and that seems to be part of your strategy as well. How do you approach it to provide an authentic and valuable experience for visitors? And maybe before answering the question, tell us a bit about your agritourism component.
We've got a restaurant on the farm and a wine tasting room. This is all part of our value adding to an operation. So when we started to make wine in 2005, it's nothing to make wine, but you have to sell the wine. And that's the biggest barrier to entry, is you must sell that wine to make the money out of it. So then we started to do wine tastings in our office, and then we quickly saw, no, this is not going to work. You have to build a wine tasting room, and to give the client the experience they want to accompany the wine that they are drinking. So and so the restaurant also followed. It's all about adding value to the buyer to buy our product. So yes, we've got the restaurant, the wine tasting, and we build around it. We've got three pillars that we work around. It's family. We're all working farm. We're a commercial farm that's busy every day. And also the heritage of the buildings. My father loves the old buildings and to restore it. He always tells us we've got a responsibility to look at our heritage and the history around it. We have to preserve it and building the experience around that. So we add value, but also reserving our heritage.
I know that agritourism presents unique opportunities for farmers to diversify their income streams, but also, I suppose, build brand awareness. What have been some of the key lessons learned from integrating agritourism with your farming operation?
When you farm with grain or sheep and cattle, it's easy. It's just you and them. But when you start to receive clients to the farm, then you're actually farming with people, and that you have to have a whole new mindset around that to entertain people. Clients is in their own mind, they're always right. So how do you manage that to still give them the best experience, but also fitting into our values and what we see we want to send out to the public? So it's a difficult game to be in, the agritourism, because you work with the public, and the public is so diverse. You always have to be neutral in how you handle situations and receiving people. It's always nice to see new people and to interact with them. You can't be angry the whole day. You have to put a smile on and see what the people is. Everybody's got a story.
Definitely. Farming with people, that's a new one for me. Thank you.
Yes. It's definitely something to get used to.
So from lessons learned in agritourism to lessons learned in your farming journey with a diverse farming portfolio such as Groot Visantekraal, I can imagine that over the years, especially while you have been actively involved yourself, you and your brother, there's been lots of lessons to learn. Take us maybe through one of those big lessons that you guys have learned, and how did that shape your approach to running the farm today?
When farming, you farm with nature, weather, climate change, either good or bad. So the foundation that my father told me, you can't do anything about weather and natural occurrences. You've got to do everything the best way that you can do, that you must control the controllables. The other stuff will fall in place how it has to be. But I think the biggest lesson that I've learned on the farm is to take time to make decisions. Don't rush into something. And the other thing is to ask advice. If you don't have the answer, don't just do something. Go ask for advice. Even if it's your neighbor, it's a friend overseas, just to bounce it off them and ask, what do you think about this? If your wife or your son or something, just think about it. Take time. Usually something pops up that you didn't think of, because you're so into this decision that you have to make. You get clouded. And that's where I was when I came to the farm. You think you know everything. You just came out of university. And so my father just told me, calm down, take your time, ask advice, and we'll get to the right answer.
do everything to the best of your ability and master the art, I suppose, of controlling what you can. Take your time with decision making, and when in doubt, call a friend.
Definitely. Advice is free. Depends on who you ask, but advice is usually free. It's nice to have neighbors that you can always call. Your neighbors also calls you, and that's also nice. When a friend asks you for the same advice or for advice, it's nice to just not to sit on your own bubble, but to out there and learn from other people.
I suppose farming can be quite a lonely space, or don't you find that to be an issue for you?
Not really. My father the other day said he actually doesn't want to go to sleep. Farming is so nice for him. He's away from farming if he's sleeping. So if you have that kind of mindset, the people that you work with becomes family, friends. A farm can't survive without any people. So the people that work for us, they are crucial to our operation and our business and our family going forward. So you have to look after them and you have to treat them like family and going forward.
Looking ahead, Reni, how do you see the farming industry changing, and how are you preparing Groot Visantekraal to adapt to future trends, you know, whether it's technology, sustainability is something that we talk about, or even market demands?
The grain side of the farming is in a big situation at the moment, because profitability and sustainability goes hand in hand. We can't be profitable without being sustainable, and vice versa. If you're too profitable, you're not sustainable. It's not going to hold up. So on the grain side, we're exploring new markets. It's tough because you've only got a few buyers of wheat. On the maize side, the biggest commodity in South Africa. But so what we've tried now, if we've got a good quality wheat, I don't deliver it. I go out to market and say, listen, yeah, this is what I have. What are you prepared to pay above the market price? Because if you go and deliver it, it's in a silos and someone else makes the profit of that and not the farmer. So you have to explore new markets each day to be more profitable, because otherwise you're not going to be there in the next few years. Pricing is not where it's supposed to be. Grain SA is doing a lot of work to help us to get the tariffs a bit up to compete against imported wheat. So we've got a lot of external factors going against us, but we are farmers. We make plans and go ahead. And then on the technology side, technology is expensive. There's nice to haves, and then there's a technology that you need. We try and invest in the technology that we need to make us more profitable. It's easy to justify technology that saves you money. So to do in that order, and then be ready to change. The markets is changing. Don't stagnate. Be willing to change.
I think that's a powerful way to end this interview. Be willing to change.
With what's going on in agricultural sector, it's very important to be willing to change to what the market wants and to what's profitable and what's not profitable. So if you've been doing something for 100 years and it's all of a sudden not anymore profitable or sustainable, go and look what's working in your area and be willing to change to something that is working.
That was, of course, Reni Brink, a commercial grain, wine and livestock farmer based in the Western Cape. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.